you have to respect me, and you can't swear in front of me, and you don't talk back to me, and you will do your chores. She never said that. She never threatened us once. There was an unstated awareness that you spoke with respect to this person, and every friend that I had in the neighborhood where I grew up on, it was the east side of Detroit. It wasn't any fancy neighborhood or anything like that. It was a very middle class, lower middle class neighborhood where everybody had paper routes and worked in, as bag boys and so on. But I never went into anybody's home and ever heard children talking to their parents and talking to others the way I hear it today. Nor do I tune into television, sir. I mean, I watched a show on a network television show just the other night, and I was in shock at how many times profanity was used on a regular network television show. The first time I'd seen that, because I very seldom have that kind of thing, that kind of energy. And it's all about energy. It's all about what kind of energy we allow into our lives and what kind of energy we allow into our homes. And the thing I loved about public television is that you don't see murders. And you don't see children in situation comedies in the name of entertainment seeing who they could put down in order to create a laugh. And then the laugh track is put in so that in case you don't think it's funny, we've just decided that it is for you. You don't see that. And it's a way of raising consciousness. And it was always about this idea of creating a higher energy, so that my idea about secrets or principles for inner peace and success have more to do with raising energy than anything else. So after those 68 cities and being told that we couldn't raise money and so on, I can report here very proudly that we passed the $20 million mark in money raised with those two, with those first two shows. $20 million for public television. So then I was asked if we could possibly put together two more shows. And this time they sent a limo. It was very different. And this time we had much more of an opportunity to have the kind of input and to create and produce the kind of programs that I really felt would fulfill this inner burning desire, this way of reaching as many people in the world as we can with a different and a unique message. And so I settled on recording in a place that is in American history as significant to the freedoms that we enjoy as any city in America. And it was in Concord, Massachusetts. And we traveled to Concord, and of course we're told that we can't do it in Concord. And you can't, because you have to bring in, when you do something like a television special, it requires all kinds of people and big trucks and shadow preventers and people to stop the birds from singing and all, you know, all of the different things. And it's huge, and there's budget after budget and so on. But we went to Concord, Massachusetts on the 29th of August in the year 2001. And we opened the show, Crossing a Bridge. And I want to tell you a little bit about this bridge and lead into this program with this story. I'd like to take you back to a very powerful day in American history. It was the 19th of April, and it was 1775. And on the 19th of April in 1775, on one side of this river that flows through Concord, there were a group of farmers. And they stood on this bank. And now you have to remember that a couple of hundred years had passed since these people. And a couple hundred years is a very long time. It's many, many generations of people who had now been here since the 1500s and early 1600s. And they had been told how to think and had to have their taxes paid to a person who lived on the other side of this huge ocean in this little island. And the religion that the people were told to practice was imposed upon them by the state, by the king. And there was no freedom in making those kinds of choices about how I would like to think and how I would like to live my life. And very often the people were taxed and they'd had no representation at all in paying their taxes.